listening to Real Talk on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Hello, everyone. We're back. Reality Check Radio. Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. It is so lovely to be here. Oh, I hope you've missed me as much as I've missed you terribly. I have to say, though, I had a wonderful summer. I hope you did too. Sort of a bit sad it's over. Last summer, we were busy. And so this summer, we just cleared the decks, turned off the Wi-Fi, and with the little kids, had a 1960s type summer where we rode bikes, tramped, camped, swam in the river, climbed the mountains, played cards, played Monopoly, got bored, thought up funny things to do, and just had good old-fashioned fun. But we're back now. I turned the Wi-Fi on. Oh, my goodness, I loved it. Oh, I love it. I have to say, I snuck on when the kids were in bed to keep up with Trump. Oh, I do love it. It's so exciting. But what caught my eye was our former Prime Minister, Helen Clark. Now, I should say, not for a minute do I think that Helen Clark thinks Elon Musk is a Nazi, but that didn't stop her from accusing him of being one. She also said that Elon Musk is keen on the genocide. Here's what she said on X on the 26th of January. Quote, "There's a pattern here," speaking of Musk. "First, the Nazi salute. Oh, my goodness. And now addressing the election rally of Germany's far-right party. Oh, my. When does this become too much even for Trump? Or are there no limits now?" Let's remember, says Helen Clark, that Nazi Germany was responsible for genocide. Ooh. I don't think Helen Clark is stupid enough to believe what she's actually saying. But she says it nonetheless. And I think that makes it worse. And what is it? Well, it's the old communist playbook, isn't it? Accuse your opponents of a monstrous evil and repeat it endlessly. The mob are trained to chant along, and it typically works. It doesn't help to say you're not a Nazi. All Nazis deny that they're Nazis. And the denial in of itself fuels the accusation. The mob just chant louder. Friends and supporters pull away. He's a Nazi. Potential allies are scared off because they don't want to be similarly accused. There's a play that's worked well. But, of course, things aren't the same now. It's been overworked. Everyone gets called a Nazi. And with X and the new media, the responses that come back are instant and compelling. Now, to be fair, Helen Clark didn't originate the Elon is a Nazi accusation. She was simply a repeater of the legacy media, including the New Zealand Herald. It's the media that said he's a Nazi. But Helen Clark knows her tribe. The accusation is made. She knows what she's got to do. She plays along and she amplifies it for the mob. No doubt the irony of her taking to X to denounce the owner of X was lost on her. How crazy is that? Elon Musk invested $44 billion US dollars in X. So Helen Clark, I call him a Nazi. he stands by free speech. Of course, Elon Musk stands accused because he enthusiastically thanked Trump supporters, saying his heart goes out to them. And as he said that, he put his hand on his heart and he reached out to the crowd. It was a very, very touching moment. But that was enough. The media said, live, I remember watching it, seeing the clips. Was that a Nazi salute? Yes, it was. He's a Nazi. Scream it from the rooftops. Fill the airwaves. Put it in the newspapers. Load up on X. Pile in. Look, even former Prime Minister Helen Clark of New Zealand says he's a Nazi. Helen Clark adds that Elon Musk endorses the German party AfD, which is a conservative party that opponents label right-wing. Germany, right-wing, extremist, Nazi salute. And so Helen Clark adds the hashtag genocide and helpfully reminds us that, oh, remember, genocide, Germany, Nazi, ties in Elon Musk. Of course, Elon Musk's actual crime is switching his support to Trump. Musk was okay with Helen Clark when he was a Democrat. And the attack on Musk is actually to get at Trump. Elon is just collateral. He's just damage to try and land a blow on Trump. Think about that. How awful. Our former prime minister is calling the world's greatest entrepreneur a Nazi to attack the president of the United States. The very day before Helen Clark declared Musk a Nazi, the leader of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, took to X to defend Elon, saying, quote, Elon is a great friend of Israel, and that he is, quote, being falsely smeared. Didn't stop Helen Clark. And you've got to say, having the Prime Minister of Israel come out for your support is a strong signal that Elon is not a Nazi. Meanwhile, Helen Clark supports UNRWA. She calls for a ceasefire and demands a two-state solution. She is no friend of Israel. As Elon Musk noted on X, quote, the radical leftists are really upset that they had to take time out of their busy day praising Hamas to call me a Nazi. How good is that? Boom! That just shoots these backbags down, including our Prime Minister. What a perfect response. And how great is X? The world's greatest businessman, the Prime Minister of Israel, and the former Prime Minister of New Zealand, in their own words. Switch on your phone, turn on your Wi-Fi, instantly delivered to us. Helen Clark, she's got a big audience, 226,000 followers. That's sort of like the Herald. Elon Musk, bigger, 215 million followers. His posts get sent to 215 million people on their phones instantly. He pushes the button. There was a time, not so very long ago, that the mainstream media could clip and frame Elon Musk as a Nazi. And they're still trying to do it. But not any longer can they get away with it. We can now all see what he actually said on X. And we can see his reply. And we can see the reply of the Prime Minister of Israel. If you're taking your news from the legacy media, you're being misled. X is the media now, along with your great radio station, RCR. It's wonderful being back. We've got some great shows lined up. Let's get into it.
If you've been told to pull up your socks recently, then make sure it's a pair of RCR socks. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/shop.